We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Uncontested Podcast, talking Oklahoma City Thunder basketball and the wider NBA.
Sam Presti said, lower the hatch, load up the cannon, and get the tank out rolling.
Catch new episodes after each Thunder game and every Sunday night.
This is a house of learning doctors.
Follow the Uncontested on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to catch new content as it drops.
I mean, a cat and a dog connected together?
This is Lou Dort. You're listening to the Uncontested.
What is up? Welcome to the Uncontested Podcast. We are part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network, joining you Friday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time. Random emergency pod as something, Justin, that we have talked about but did not see coming, at least before the draft lottery.
Or before breakfast. I got to plug in my laptop. I'm not prepared for this.
I am your host, Jacob Niff, and I am joined by my co-host, Justin Peabody.
Hello, everybody.
I woke up. My phone didn't even go off. I woke up this morning, and I just grabbed my phone and looked at it, and I was like, oh, I got an email from my new work. I have, you know, a Twitter notification. Oh, what's this Sports Center thing? Kemba, Al Horford, what? And lost my mind. Hey, you're not going to believe me because this is going to sound like such bullshit now that it's actually happened. I was legit last night. I was thinking and I was like, man, we really need to do an Al Horford trades podcast. And I thought, The Horford for Kemba one makes sense, but they'll need a point guard. What if we did like Horford and Micić, the rights to Micić for like the pick this year and a future pick, and we'll also give them a second rounder. Like, I wanted to type it in the Slack last night and I didn't do it, and now everyone's going to think I'm a liar for proposing this on this podcast right now.
We already thought you were a liar, so yeah, that tracks.
It's okay. So, Justin.
Yeah.
Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second round pick. Is that right?
2025
second round pick going to the Boston Celtics. In return, the Thunder are bringing back.
No. Sorry. I misunderstood what you were saying. 2023 from the Thunder. They get back in 2025.
Gotcha.
You
are correct. Al Horford, Moses Brown, a 2023 second round pick going to the Boston Celtics. In return, the Thunder bring back Kemba Walker, a 2025 second round pick, and this year's number 16 overall pick in the draft. Initial thoughts, initial reactions, Justin, what do you got?
My initial reaction was, oh my gosh, it actually happened, because we literally spent an entire segment on Sunday's show talking about this, talking about Kemba, talking about what could make it work. And I think I actually said word for word of like, you know, the only way it works is with Horford. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, now that Brad Stevens is in the front office, maybe he really has a soft spot for Al Horford. And apparently that was correct. So that's his first move as president of basketball operations with the Celtics. Pretty interesting. You don't see a ton of that where you get a boomerang candidate like that. But from the Thunder side of things, you get a pick, which is what Sam Presti is clearly always after. Beyond that, though, how long do we think Kemba's in OKC?
Justin, that's a great question. So this has a ton of layers to break down. So let's start with that one. The Kemba Walker is now an OKC layer. All right. He is owed, and this is bad podcasting, but hey, cut us a break. We are
on the fly.
Yeah, doing this completely on the fly, emergency pod. I am looking up Kemba's salary right now on Spotrac. I know he's owed a ton of money. Of course, it's a bad gateway and won't let me open up the link, you freaking jerk.
Perfect.
So Kemba is owed
$73 million.
$73 million, and is it over two more years, right? About $35 million this year, and then like $38 million the following year. Yeah, for some reason I cannot get the link to pull up. that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
A buyout is going to cost the Thunder massively, right? Yeah. Like absolutely massively. Yes, yep. It's 36 this year, 37 next year. Next year is a player option. He is picking up that player option.
Yep.
I don't see a buyout as an option. It's not going to happen. So then you're looking at, okay, you're bringing Kemba, either you're trading him again this summer or you're bringing him on the roster.
Yep.
Well, if you bring him on the roster, you are now, for ball handlers, you are looking at Kemba Walker, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Théo Maledon, Alexei Pokuševski can handle the ball. Ty Jerome. You have the rights to Micić. Yeah, right. And then if you get lucky, you're bringing in Cade Cunningham, Jalen Suggs, or Jalen Green.
Or two of those. I'm kidding.
Right. You don't have... Like, in order to revamp Kemba's value, you have to give him minutes and put the ball in his hands.
Yep.
But you'd be doing that at the expense of development of young guys. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't like it. And I don't think that that's the end goal from this trade. So I feel like irrational moves without thinking, you know, a couple steps ahead. He's not making this deal if he doesn't feel confident about the next step, whether that's, like you said, maybe it is bring him in for a little bit. Maybe he feels confident that they can do something like they did with George Hill. Now, obviously, totally different contract situation, but George Hill didn't get a ton of minutes. He played a little bit and he got moved. It could be something like that. Or maybe he has another trade lined up in the nearer future. One that comes to mind, I think this was, let me look. Yeah, Chris Mannix tweeted, one exec texted, a Kemba for Porzingis swap seems inevitable.
Ooh! Which,
the word inevitable is pretty strong.
Yeah, and hey, we talked about this, right? That, yes. I mean, a Boston-Dallas Kemba-Porzingis swap made sense for both teams.
Yep. Just
really any trade with the middle, Thunder makes sense.
Put the Thunder in the middle and give them a couple picks out of the deal. We'll be the middleman.
Exactly. And hey, just real quick, last year on draft night, the Thunder traded Danny Green and I think some filler for Al Horford. And the Thunder took back, I believe it was a 2025 protected Philly pick. So the Thunder got a first round pick for taking on Al Horford. God. Now they get a first round pick for sending out Al Horford. That's previously ridiculous. The Thunder got two first round picks and two swaps for taking on Chris Paul. They got a first round pick for Chris Paul, trading him away. I mean, this is just masterclass stuff from Sam Presti.
It's nonsense. It's become a meme at this point, really. Like, I've already seen, we were talking about it right before we started recording of people on the wider NBA Twitter talking about how GMs are just going to hang up the phone when Sam Presti calls because before you hang up, you're going to lose a draft pick.
I think he charges a draft pick per phone call. You want to talk to me? I need a pick.
Yeah.
This is wild. Just the flipping. You ever heard the story, Justin, of I can't remember like the first person to do it, but a lot of people have tried to replicate it. The guy that like starts with a paperclip and tries to trade up to a house.
I've actually played that game.
Oh, okay.
I did not get a house, but one time I did get a treadmill.
From a paperclip?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. That's incredible.
Yeah, it works. That's Sam Presti, though. You're right.
Sam Presti wouldn't get a pick. He or a house. He would get like five of your unprotected first round picks for the paperclip. I mean, this is just absolute masterclass stuff in flipping assets and keeping assets alive. And here's the thing. So he took on Horford for a pick, like I said. Now he trades Horford, gets a pick, but he's got Kemba now. You revamp that value. You flip Kemba for a pick. You get something else. You revamp that value. You flip it. It's never ending. Right. I mean, the dude just makes assets live forever.
Yep. I think my gut reaction is like in every single one of these trades is like they take it on. It's like, okay, you know, they might not be able to get a pick, but like they'll still come out okay. And then he does. And so my gut reaction to this is like, I don't know if he'll be able to get a pick in a Kemba trade. But at this point, it's time to stop doubting that and just assume we're probably going to get a pick out of it.
Yes, exactly. And another thing I wanted to touch on, this trade is the first trade Brad Stevens has made as the new president of basketball ops with the Boston Celtics. Kemba gets traded before he gets a new coach in Boston. The Thunder and the Celtics have a long history of working together. I believe it was in Woj's reporting that said that Sam Presti and the new president of basketball operations there, Brad Stevens, have a longstanding relationship all the way back to Brad's Butler days. It was very clear that Sam also had a relationship with the previous regime up there in Boston. My favorite nickname that we now really can no longer use, Almost Ange, because he almost makes every pick.
Right.
But there's a longstanding history of these two teams working together, going all the way back to the Ray Allen trade for the Seattle Supersonics on draft night to get Jeff Green, the then Jeff Green for Kendrick Perkins trade. There's just the Perry Jones deal. I know I'm missing a handful of them in the middle there, but these two teams have worked together for a very long time. And so that does not surprise me that they would work together again.
No, not at all. I think that, you know, that was one of the reasons, aside from OKC having, you know, really being one of the best suitors. And that, I think that that's the thing that makes OKC so interesting in all of these hypothetical trade scenarios is that they have so much flexibility. They have so much draft capital that anytime any one of these situations comes up, in the near future, Oklahoma City is going to be in the conversation and they're going to be able to be legitimate suitors. That's why, as ridiculous as all the talk around trading Luka is, OKC could do it. If Luka ever got traded, which he won't, they could do it. And exactly. That's what makes it so much fun to speculate right now is because Sam Presti is just literally sitting on the mother load and can kind of do whatever he chooses, and seeing what he will choose to do eventually is fascinating.
Friend of the podcast, colleague for Blue Wire. He covers the Detroit Pistons, Laz Jackson. He's on Twitter at Laz Chance, tweeted out, you know, Sam Presti just added to the, I'll give you the war chest for Luka or Zion deal.
That's right.
I don't think either of those guys are getting moved.
No.
That is malpractice, but which one is it eventually that he goes for? So Justin, that brings up another layer to this trade that I want to dive into. The crown jewel in this for the Oklahoma City Thunder is pick number 16.
Yes.
In this upcoming NBA draft. Now, this is interesting because this trade happens 4 days out from the NBA draft lottery. Yep. So the Thunder might end up with 16 and 18. They might end up with 1-5 and 16. We don't know, right? That we're going to have to wait and see what happens on lottery night. That is interesting to me that Presti didn't wait to see where his own picks landed before he pulled the trigger on this trade.
That's a good point.
Anything to read into that?
No, I think that it tracks with who Presti is. You know, he's not one to leave anything up to chance. Maybe he felt like now was the time. Maybe the deal, you know, wouldn't be there in a week. Maybe it would look different in a week if Boston knew that OKC had the 1-5 pick. You know, maybe their negotiations change. I think that potentially, you know, this was the sweet spot for him. I think that looking at the draft capital that they have this year, this is from Jonathan Wasserman, fellow Blue Wire mate. OKC projected, again, lottery withstanding, projected to pick at 4, 16, 18, 35, 36, and 55. That's a lot of picks.
They're not bringing, this is what I wanted to bring up as well. They're not bringing in 6 rookies.
No.
They don't have the roster space. Right. Even with this was a consolidation trade for the Thunder. You sent out 2 players, brought back 1.
Yeah.
Even with that, the Thunder are not bringing in 6 rookies. And so, Justin, I actually wanted to jump into this. To me, this deal makes me feel even stronger about the Thunder's trade-up options.
Yep.
Like, this Absolutely. Is just adding something else to the possibility. Let's say the Thunder land at... I'm just going to dream here, okay? Let's say they get 1-5.
I like this dream.
Can you do 5, 16, 18, and Baisley to get 3?
Ooh, I don't know if you could, but...
Or to get to 4.
Yeah,
and you end up with 4 with, for sure. With Cade and, you know, I don't know, Evan Mobley? And then I just lock myself in the room and weep?
You're not allowed to talk like that so early in the morning. That's incredible. But I mean, that's exactly it. It's like securing as much potential flexibility as possible. Like what you can do with now that you have 16 and 18, we've done so many hypothetical trade scenarios where the Thunder are trading 18 plus something else to move up a little bit in the draft. 16 plus 18 plus something else opens up a whole different possibility. Yeah. And then like you said, if you know, 7 or 5 or whatever else gets put in the mix as well, there's so much flexibility.
Yeah. So we were talking, like you just mentioned, 18 plus something to move up to 12. The something is now pick 16.
Right. Yeah.
You got the something, right?
Yep.
And so is there a guy in that range that you love that the Thunder could go get? Mine is, I'm on record for this. Mine is James Bouknight, if yes. that's where they end up at. But yes. there is, I don't know, there's just, like you mentioned, it opens up the I like to see it like there's a I don't know what show it's from. People might make fun of me for this, but you know the gif of the guy smoking the cigarette in front of the cork board with all the red strings going everywhere?
Yes, Always Sunny.
It's from Always Sunny. Okay, yeah. That guy looks exactly like Sam Vecenie from The Athletic. The Thunder just added like 50 more red strings.
Yeah.
50 more possibilities, yes. right? That can happen.
Yeah.
So
it's okay. nonsense.
Justin, I have one more thing, and we're not running off we didn't put together a doc. We didn't organize our thoughts.
I haven't even had coffee yet.
F it, we're doing it live, baby. Justin, last one for me, and then any thoughts that you have that maybe I've missed, and then we're gonna cruise through some of these chat comments and questions. But the Thunder just sent out 2 bigs to bring in a point guard.
Yep.
That leaves current centers on the roster as Tony Bradley, who's going into restricted free agency, and Mike Muscala, who's going into free agency, regular free agency, unrestricted. Hmm. Anything to read into that? Like, does this ensure that they're bringing back Tony Bradley, the younger big? Does this forecast another trade in the future for a big man? Does this mean they're going to draft a big? Like, where the contents of what got traded? That sounds awful. Like, these are actual human beings. This matters. We also know that Sam Presti works with his players. We know he worked with Al Horford. Hey, we haven't talked about the Celtics side of this. Great fit for the Celtics. Al Horford going back.
And Moses Brown, honestly.
Yes.
They needed some size.
And so... to me, from the Celtics' point of view, now you flip Tristan Thompson for a point guard. That just makes a lot of sense to me. But the positional swap that happened here, how do you read into that? And what do you think it means for the Thunder's center spot moving forward?
Well,
because a lot of people talk about Tony Bradley right now. I mean, yep. Tony Bradley was racking up DNPs at the end of the season.
Yep.
You know, yep. I think if they wanted him to be the starting center next season, you obviously couldn't forecast that back then.
Yeah.
But you would have wanted to get him minutes, right?
Right. And I think his exit interview, I mean, we've talked about this, that he didn't seem super enthused. Maybe that's just his personality. You know, you can't always read too much into that, but he wasn't like the tone between his exit interview and Mike Muscala's couldn't be more different.
I don't think anybody's could be more different than Mike Muscala. My man fair. Cried because he loved OKC so much. I've never even cried because I love OKC so much, and I live here.
This is true. This is true. No, I think that I wouldn't be surprised if they do make a deal with Tony Bradley to bring him back. I also think that, again, like we talked about, you know, Presti's not done. Just like last offseason, there's going to be a lot of moves this offseason. I think that roster churn is the name of the game at this point. Roster exploration, that phrase that we've heard, is used not only for the players that are on the roster, but also the rest of the NBA. Presti is going to be cycling through people as part of this process to get a feel for who he wants on this team moving into, you know, championship contention phase number two. Moving into, you know, who's going to be a contributor? What diamonds in the rough can he identify that are out there? I think that's going to be a big part of it, whether it's through a trade, whether it's through a signing, whether it's through a draft. That's really what the Thunder are doing right now, is they're trying to find the best fit for the team moving forward. I don't know if Mike Muscala or Tony Bradley is the best fit moving forward. That being said, you still need bodies to play center next season, and so they may be around, but I think that there's probably still going to be a number of prospects that come through here looking for that next great Thunder center.
Yeah. And hey, this kind of circles us back to the beginning of the podcast. Kemba for Porzingis.
Yep. That would, yep.
Flip it and you solve that issue like that.
Yep. There's some exploration for you.
All right, Justin, anything that we've missed before we go through the comments?
No, other than I want to share this. If you're listening to the podcast, you won't be able to see this, but this is a screenshot that Matt Moore just posted. This is on Real GM, the Thunder draft debts page. That's how far you have to zoom out.
Oh my God.
That like made me laugh out loud when I saw that.
Incredible.
It's just a few, just a few.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, so Justin, we are going to spin through the chat here. We've got a lot. Hey, everyone that's jumping in live yes. with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. We've had a lot of people in here, which is awesome. So if you have questions or comments or whatever, keep firing them in the chat on whatever platform you're on. We're going to read through all of these. And then Justin, I think after we're done, we'll make a couple of predictions on maybe what happens with some of these assets and whatnot moving forward, and then we'll get out of here. So let's just burn through all of these real quick. Jackson says, surprise trade. Yeah. I think it was Bobby Marks, Justin, who tweeted that this is the earliest a trade of this magnitude has ever happened. Typically, we look at about 2 weeks outside of the draft. So this was very surprising.
Yeah. That is interesting. I thought you meant earliest like time period. Like,
oh, that might be true as well.
9 a.m.
Chelsea fans Dublin said, we just did a pro gamer move. Yes, very much. Topher, let's go, guys. Trust the Presti. Hey, he keeps making stuff happen. We've touched on this a little bit, Justin, but Greg Stevens says, this is interesting with Micić in mind. So I guess prediction number one now for looking in the future. What happens with Micić? Do they trade his draft rights to get, dare I say it, another pick? Do they bring him over? Does he stay in Europe? What does your crystal ball tell you, Justin?
I think they bring him over because I don't think Kimba stays. That's like a 2-for-1 prediction combo. Two predictions in one. Kimba gets moved, and I think Micić shows up at some point.
I love it. Arvin hopped on, said emergency pod. Ha ha ha. Yes, we had to do an emergency pod. Carrie Cicero says, I love this trade. Justin, I don't think I actually asked you this. Like it, love it, or hate it?
I like it. I don't know. Oh, I like it like that. Got the sounders on point. I like it. I don't necessarily, it doesn't blow me out of the water, but again, given the magnitude of Horford's contract, given the options available, given the rumblings that we had heard around the league, it doesn't surprise me. It made a ton of sense. And the Thunder got back pick assets in return. And that, so you can't dislike any trade that gets you that.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed. I did not think they were getting a first for Al Horford, yeah. But here we are. Topher says Micić to the Bulls now. Interesting. I think there's a chance Micić does get swapped. Yep. Tom says, me at 12 a.m. watching a podcast because I'm confused. Not sure where Tom is from, but that's awesome, Tom. We got you covered, man. We got you covered.
Is that which side of the pond is that? I don't know my time zones. Shout out Tom wherever you are.
Yes. Alex Pasco says, I'm loving this trade. They went with love it. And I love it. Yeah. And I love it. Hey. Anolio says, we can CP3 Kemba's career. I love that we can use CP3 as a verb now.
Yes. I think I saw somebody, I can't remember who tweeted it. It was when I was taking my dog out right before this. But they said, we've got to start naming this move where you bring in kind of a disgruntled veteran, you rehab their career and then flip them for assets. We're going to name that the Presti.
I love it. I love it. We have Hayden Peterson, sibling of co-host Taylor Peterson, says, I'm trying to get Sam Presti to teach me his mind tricks. Good yes. luck, man. That's like, that's some Jedi level shit. Kerry Cicero again, which team, could we legitimately flip Kemba to? We've already touched on the Dallas one. I'm going to have to sit down and kind of dig through the league and kind of see where numbers. Kemba would fit. But yeah.
That's a good teaser for the Green Room show later today, right?
Hey, yeah. Make sure you guys join on formerly Locker Room, now Spotify Green Room, as I'll be live later this evening to break this stuff down as well. Chelsea fans, Dublin again. Does this jeopardize Tao and Ty Jerome's futures slightly?
I think it's interesting. Again, it depends on whether you think he's going to stay in Oklahoma City, how much playing time he's going to get, how long he stays here. I think it would affect it if he is here.
Yes, I don't think either of these guys are getting traded by any means.
Agreed.
But I think it will affect playing time.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Cody says 3 picks in the top 18 this year. Unreal. Yes, Cody. The chances for the Thunder to trade up, I think, just went up exponentially. Our guy Marco from Italy He's from Italy to hear our thoughts about this trade. He says, I'm a little sad for Moses, but I fully trust Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam.
Hey, I think we had some predictions that Moses wouldn't be on this roster come next season. That's already come to fruition in mid-June before we're even in the conference finals. So I think I kind of saw this happening.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think when we did the player grade centers episode, I think that was kind of the consensus.
Yep. Warner West says, since we now for sure have a 16th pick, who do you like in the mid-draft? Giddy, Kai, Garuba, Zaire. Hey, Zaire Williams is, I'm big on him. I like him a lot. I like even Giddy. More. Yeah, Giddy's fun. The shooting concerns scare me with Giddy, but I do like Giddy. He's got some LaMelo in him in transition with those passes.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, we keep talking about it, but the chance to trade up is there.
Yep.
Arvin, referring to Kemba, says, pretty sure he won't be in OKC for long. Obviously, he'll be flipped for more picks. Yes, TJ talking about Kemba, trade to the Mavs. We touched on that a lot. It just makes sense, Justin.
Yep, it does.
Warner West again says he does not think you can get a pick in a Horford Zinger or now a Kemba Zinger swap. I think that's probably correct. But Kemba for Porzingis, you're getting a much younger, higher upside player if you made that trade. So
shun the non-believer. Shame on you, Warner.
Nate says, love the assets, but I really don't know how Kemba can fit while we're trying to develop multiple first rounders this year. We touched on that as well. But yeah, that's the big concern with this move, I think, Justin.
I think if he does spend time in Oklahoma City, you know, you look for him in the same kind of mentorship role that you've seen some of these other guys come in. Like, think about it. If you're Shea and you've now been mentored by Chris Paul and Kemba Walker at different points, I think that, I mean, that's not nothing from a development perspective. You know, thinking about the other young guys, Teo, Ty Jerome, you know, their playing time would go down if Kemba stays around for a while. But again, getting a chance at an early stage in your career to kind of get some leadership advice from Kemba Walker it's not nothing.
Definitely. And for what it's worth, everything that I've heard about Kemba Walker at his time in Boston, super positive, high character leader type of guy. This is the type of person that Sam Presti and Mark Daigneault want in that locker room. This isn't a DeMarcus Cousins type of player.
You're right.
We have Alex again. Kemba is honestly a lot more valuable than Horford. In my opinion, a year ago, this would have never been possible. There's a chance. Yeah. Nate says, thank you all for going live. Of course.
Thank you, Nate.
Justin's not doing anything. He's just working.
I'm
literally not doing anything. I just drove home 10 hours straight from Denver yesterday, woke up to this news, and I'm on summer vacation. So
living the dream.
Nate also believes that this move almost guarantees the Thunder draft a big in this draft. So that's interesting.
Yep.
Carrie, again, Carrie's active in the chat. Thanks, Carrie. I feel like the Heat would be a good fit for Kemba, but I don't know what they trade us. That's an interesting one.
That is Carrie. Interesting.
And the Thunder like and the that. Heat have history of trading together as well.
Yep.
A few more here. Warner West is echoing that Miami idea, says with Dragic as a free agent, it would make sense for them. Let's see any other ones we want to burn through here. We got a lot more since we started going through these.
Susan Owen asks, what does Houston have to trade for Kemba?
John Wall.
Just keep them coming through the Sam Presti Rehab Center.
You have to get a pick if you swap Kemba for John Wall, though.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Carrie Cicero says this trade makes him a lot more excited for lottery draft night. How could it not? How could it not? Marco, trying to go galaxy brain here, says they could flip Tristan Thompson for Kemba. Big brain move. legally, that cannot happen, but I still love it.
Brad Stevens would get fired on the spot.
Carrie Cicero says this summer is going to be fun. Of course it is. I got to give a shout out. Dynamite Dawn says he loves the Shea artwork behind me. That is courtesy of Sarah Sellers. Hit her up on Twitter. It's not another hip artist. And get some stuff from Sarah. She does a great job. Sean asks, is this a precursor for Porzingis? We've touched a lot on that. It's a possibility, man, for sure. Especially with all the craziness going on in Dallas right now. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Wild. A wild week in Dallas.
Carrie asks, what would be the best nickname for a Poku KP front court? So
Poku Corn? Poku Corn? Chef Zinger?
I like... So I'm a huge Mighty Ducks fan.
Okay.
And in Mighty Ducks 2, we got the introduction of the Bash Brothers.
Yes.
And
we know the Stash Brothers very well.
Now we could have, I don't know, like the Thin Brothers, the Skinny Brothers.
I don't like that.
I don't know.
That makes me uncomfortable.
John says, needed this morning. I like it. Oh, here's the nickname. Carrie says the Duocorns instead of the Unicorns.
I like that. Duocorns. I like that better than Skinny Boys or whatever you just said.
Sean asks, can you spin this into Luka? If he became available, the Thunder have the best offer on the table.
Yep, for sure.
Let's see. Kamiar in the chat. My man Kamiar is woken up. We talked about this when you were in Colorado, but OKC gives up minimal assets for another almost lottery pick. Hey, man. Sam Presti just does his shit. Marco, as Sam traded Moses, I think we will try to get Mobley or eventually trade up to get him in the draft. Very real possibility, Marco. I think that could happen. Kamiar is out of toilet paper.
We're going off the rails now.
Bleacher Mob TB says Bulls, I think, in relation to a Kemba trade. That's another good one. I like that. Bleacher Mob. Nick, although I don't think this is our Nick, says Sam Presti is just like KOT4Q getting assets and flipping them. Justin, am I dumb? I don't know what that is.
I was hoping you knew when you started reading that comment.
Okay, nope.
Because I'm old and not cool, and I don't know what that means.
Topher says possible Kemba to the Knicks. That's another good one. Kamiar, sheesh, Sam Presti. Warner West on possible Kemba landing spots. New York 76ers. Ooh, the Sixers are a fun one. Bulls, Clippers is a good one. Dallas, NOLA. Hey, you could do a bring in Eric Bledsoe, who apparently Zion's family is not a fan of. Right. Those all make sense.
Yep.
Kamiar says OKC drafting Kuminga and Book Knight at all costs in worst case scenario. Douglas, I cannot, not sure I can handle a Poku Porzingis tandem.
Nate Sanders helping us out in the chat. KOT4Q is a YouTuber who does rebuilds on 2K. So now you know.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Chelsea Fans Dublin says, I still want to know who we're sending to the lottery. Justin, Nick, and Taylor and I did this on Wednesday night, but who do you think they're going to send?
Kimball Walker, obviously.
Hey, I say they just send a list of all the first round picks they have. Just send a piece of paper.
Yes, I love that. I think it'll be a hologram of Nick Collison.
There you go. Nate Sanders, in response to our Kemba for Wall trade, says, please not Wall. I think I'm with you. Kamiar's nickname for a Poku Zinger front court is the Soviet block. That's a good one. I like that.
History nerd.
Chelsea Fans Dublin says, could we see a starting five of Shea, Dort, Poku, KP, and Mobley? Long boys for days, except for Dort. Dort is the exception to that lineup.
Four long boys and a thick boy.
I love it. Warner West says, if we traded Kemba for Wall, make Houston unprotect all the picks.
That's interesting.
Call Me R sticking to his guns says Kemba to the Sixers because Ben Simmons is just Andre Robertson with a handle. I want to start a new pod segment that's just called Call Me R's Comps.
Yeah,
he just compares players ridiculously like this because it's my favorite thing. Chelsea fans Dublin says, could we make a trade Kemba for Simmons? I don't think Simmons has lost that much value. And Marco says, you swap Kemba for Westbrook.
Ah, there it is.
That's what I think. That's where we end it, Justin.
Yes, the money works. Bring him home,
Justin. Any more thoughts on this? This very I wouldn't consider it a blockbuster, but very surprising.
Yeah,
Friday morning in the second round of the playoffs trade that the Thunder have pulled off here.
Don't sleep on Sam Presti. We learned that this morning. We've learned that with the PG trade. Whenever you're just trying to get some nice summer rest, Sam Presti will disrupt you.
That is very true. Hey, I was thinking about this because I had a lot of time to think on a 10-hour drive through freaking Kansas yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Sam Presti has really dominated the last two off seasons.
Yeah.
And it's looking like he's going to do it again.
Yep. Like and for the foreseeable future, as long as they have so many picks.
Yes. Two seasons ago, it was Paul George and Russell Westbrook. Last season, it was the whole damn roster. This season, it's already Horford for Kemba. I'm feeling very strongly that if they don't get 1-5 or two top five picks, he's going to try his ass off to make it happen on draft night. He's got the ammo to do it.
Yep.
He's going to make more noise. Just be on your toes around Sam Presti because he's always up to something.
Keep them notifications on.
Oh, yeah. Well, guys, we're going to hop out of here. If you are listening to this podcast on Friday, when we've dropped it, we will be live on the Green Room app, formerly the Locker Room app, later on this afternoon, probably about 4 p.m. Central Time. So make sure to hop on there as I will break this down even more. We'll get a lot of listeners up on stage and discuss this and talk it all through. Besides that, we will be with you guys live Sunday night for our live stream show at 9 p.m. Central Time, right back here again on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So make sure you join us. We're going to have a lot to talk about as we will be 2 days out from the draft lottery. And of course, we'll be breaking this down more in depth as we get more information. So join us there. And then Tuesday, the night that's going to shape the immediate future of the Oklahoma City Thunder franchise as they pull some ping pong balls out of a hopper. We will go live after the lottery with all our instant reactions. We'll be on the Green Room app again for that one. All of our instant reactions, thoughts, excitement, disappointment, whatever, we will be there with you guys to talk it all through. So make sure to join us then as well. Again, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we are on the Green Room app. Sundays, 9 p.m. Central Time, the live stream. Anything I'm missing, Justin?
Godspeed.
Godspeed. The Thunder have 6 draft picks in the 2021 NBA draft. It's going to be a blast to see what happens. Thank you guys for joining us for the emergency pod. Have a wonderful Friday, a wonderful weekend, and we will be back with you before you know it, maybe even sooner than Sunday if Sam Presti does something else. God forbid. Besides that, I'll see you guys at 4 p.m. on the Green Room app on Friday, 4 p.m. Central Time. Until then, and as always, and Sam Presti, we trust.